Back when I was about 17 years old, I had already decided what I wanted to be a writer. At that point, I had been writing for close to 7 years, which had been longer than I had done anything that could earn me any money. However, my next choice was not so cut and dry. Three roads lay ahead of me: go to college and get a degree in English, go to college and get a degree outside of English, or take a risk and try to see if I could publish a book and break into the industry. As a youngin', I was logical. So I considered the three options before me very logically. On one hand, there was a strong chance I couldn't get a book deal anywhere. I would have to spend my days struggling at a minimum wage job, if I could even get that. My days begging for work at McDonald's had humbled me. I felt the same would be true if I pursued a degree in English. At the time, I gave the major as much credit as a $3 bill. I didn't want to waste my time sitting around reading stuff that other people had written. I felt no need to comb through their every line, annotate their every turn of phrase, twist of meaning, and discover what they might have meant. Or worse, spend my time reading poetry. Even after I graduated, what would I do? Be a teacher? Lord, I would have sooner jumped off the Bank of America building. So, my choice was obvious. I needed to find out what college to go to next. I didn't care at all about what school I went to, so that choice had been simple, the one who offered the most financial aid. I earned a full ride at a certain university in South Carolina. So, after that, I picked the major I felt suited me best, computer science. It only seemed like the most logical choice. Behind writing, computers were my next biggest area of interest. Also, it was lucrative. If I could earn as much as some doctors with a third of the time investment, well, that was a wrap. After all, why choose to be a starving artist if you could decide to be a full developer? So off to campus I went. I feel like the first clue that I got that this may not have been the best idea was when my computer science teacher spent the inaugural class period telling us his life story and how he was supposed to be a big shot researcher, but ended up having to teach instead because one of his professors had screwed him out of his signature. That began my very long and complicated history with computer science. See, during the 4 years that I was a CS student, I learned that liking computers and liking computer science were two entirely different things. Computers are about making everything in life quick, easy, and efficient. Computer science is efficient, but it's slow and a deep process that takes more patience and attention to detail than I possess. My grades in the course reflected this. I was a decent enough student, but a mediocre computer science student. I got through my college career with two different means: loved ones and depressants. It doesn't sound like it should mix, but I suppose my story isn't too different from other addicts. At first, I kept mainly to myself, focusing on studying or going to the odd party every once in a while to hold up a wall while I held up a drink. The drinking started first. It seemed to be the quickest and easiest way for me to get out of my shell, so I partook any chance I could get. But alcohol wasn't how I met my group of friends. We all just had similar hobbies, so we clicked together like Legos. One of those hobbies happened to be marijuana, which I suppose is a common trait in a lot of young men in situations like mine. None of this is to say I was exactly singing Hosanna in the pews before I met them, but easy access to drugs and enablers are a powerful mix. So we drank a lot and smoked a lot. I did this with most of my friends for the last year and a half of my college career. We often made a challenge of it, competing with each other to see who could drink the most of the strongest liquor. We went through bottles of 190 proof grain liquor. Sometimes we even made up our own drinks. One time we made something that was a noxious compound of Jamaican rum, 5-Hour Energy, Pepsi, and bottom shelf brandy. We dared each other to drink it just for the fun of it. While I did eventually give up smoking, however, drinking remained a constant factor in my life. While I had shed my shell by the time that I left school, I had begun to use alcohol as a crutch to get through life. I drank when I wanted to have fun. I drank when I wanted to get along with my friends. I drank when I was bored. Sometimes I even drank just to pass the time because I couldn't figure out anything else to do. I didn't even fully comprehend how bad the drinking was getting until I realized I was finishing whole bottles of alcohol in just a single day. I had become lethargic, which had begun to affect my performance at school and later at my jobs, as well as with my social skills. I was going through life in a haze, barely able to speak properly because I was losing myself in the drink. But I would have to say that my biggest wake-up call was when I was in a conversation with one of my friends who was still at college. We were shooting the breeze, talking about good times, when he told me he had gotten like me. When I asked what he meant, he told me, proudly, that he was a drinker now. He said he drank as much as I did back when I was at school. I didn't know what to say. When I got off the phone with him, I sat down and broke down in tears. I needed to change. So I did my best to curtail it. I exercised. I ate healthier. I even went as far as beginning to meditate whenever I felt like buying a bottle. I was able to form meaningful relationships that served as a support system. And I have noticed an improvement in my life. The lethargy vanished, and I also notice I don't have as strong an urge to drink as I did before. Things are getting better, and they're moving in a more positive direction. However, as much as I would like to say this is the end of my story and my struggle with alcohol, that simply isn't the case. I still fall off the wagon, sometimes harder than others. Sometimes for longer than others. It is an everyday struggle that I have been dealing with and I will continue to deal with. But all I have left now is to keep moving forward. I am Jabril Burley. I will not be an alcoholic.